From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The recent atmospheric rivers that have rolled into the West Coast in the last week have certainly brought more rain than anyone really wanted at one time. Floods, debris flows, damaged homes and businesses, and a lot of Californians are wondering if insurance is going to be any help at all. So with all that in mind, this story is more about what has been happening in the previous years and decades, which are going in the opposite direction. Going back several years, the West has been dealing with heat-driven mega-droughts, and new research shows that these droughts that drained reservoirs are unprecedented in at least the last 500 years. Hot drought, when extreme drought and heat occur simultaneously, has increased in severity and frequency over the last century due to human-caused climate change, according to a study published back in January in the journal Science Advances. The study that was released last month builds on previous research, including one study that found the last two decades in the West have been the driest in 1,200 years, and the human-caused climate crisis made the years-long dry spell 72% worse. These studies used tree ring data, which can serve as scientific time capsules, as they are affected by sunlight, rainfall, and temperature, allowing researchers to reconstruct the past. Karen King, an assistant professor in physical geography at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, spent the last few years driving around the Pacific Northwest and the interior Mountain West, including Utah, Arizona, and Colorado, to measure different tree species. After collecting tree ring data to analyze summer maximum temperatures across the region from 1553 to 2020, as well as existing historical drought records, King and her team were able to corroborate that the last two decades have been among the hottest years on record in at least five centuries across much of the western U.S. While droughts have frequented the West in the past, researchers say the effects are much more pronounced today due to alarmingly high temperatures, and the water supply has taken a large hit. According to the study, the regions most affected by hot droughts include the Great Plains, which contain the Ogallala Aquifer, one of the country's largest that supports nearly 25% of the region's agriculture, and portions of the Colorado River Basin, which has been plagued by extreme drought and overuse in recent decades. That's all for today. You can find more articles at AccuWeather.com, and for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.